Human Rights Watch says since the signing of the revitalized peace agreement 4 years ago, South Sudan has been characterized by repression, violence against civilians, and attacks that have undermined efforts to complete the transition. Nyagoa Tutpur is a South Sudanese researcher at Human Rights Watch. Nyagoa says the extension of the mandate of the transitional government needs to be accompanied by a dramatic shift in the attitude of South Sudan's leaders and concrete steps toward improving the country's human rights situation.
We've called on the South Sudanese government to address the chronic insecurity across the country, which is often accompanied by abuses of human rights, including killings, disappearances, torture, rapes. We've called on them to address the humanitarian crisis in the country and to also ensure rule of law is in place.
The rights group says the extension of the transitional period takes place against a backdrop of widespread insecurity and a climate of repression. It says the country faces localized and intercommunal conflicts in some parts of the country, floods, chronic underdevelopment, and the impact of COVID-19. South Sudan residents also face a dire humanitarian situation, with 60% facing food insecurity. The large-scale conflict between signatories to the peace deal and rebel forces outside the agreement has reduced since 2018. But the rights group says civilians have continued to experience conflict-related abuses in parts of Central Equatoria, Unity, and Upper Nile states. It says South Sudan's underinvestment in the criminal justice system and general impunity by public and security officials have contributed to a decline of the rule of law. The report adds that Human Rights Watch has documented patterns of summary executions by government and military officials, often in response to suspected crime.
We also believe that this new extension should not be about extending the suffering of South Sudanese and betraying the hopes for South Sudanese to live in a democracy where they can be able to choose their own leaders and to exercise their freedom.
The report cites a recent incident in which South Sudanese government soldiers unlawfully executed 3 civilians, including a child, in Kajokeji County of Central Equatoria State. It also cites another incident in which government forces also executed 3 rebel officers by firing squad and burnt another alive in Mayom County of Unity State. It further says between April and May, security forces executed by firing squad at least 8 suspected criminals, including 2 children, as part of anti-crime campaign in Warab State. Human Rights Watch also says since 2013, the National Security Service has abducted, tortured, and forcibly disappeared hundreds of people on the basis of their ethnic affiliations or reprisals for their opinions, with the aim of crushing criticism of those in power. It says it has also harassed journalists. It was not immediately possible to get a comment for the story from South Sudan government spokesperson Michael McQuay. South Sudan's military spokesperson Major General Lul Roy Kwong says the army has yet to consult over the statement issued by Human Rights Watch before commenting. Meanwhile, on his part, John Kumuri, the spokesperson of the National Security Service, denied all of the allegations documented by Human Rights Watch, describing them as baseless and inaccurate.
The National Security Service does not operate beyond its laws and the national constitution. Therefore, the accusation negatively dispatched upon the National Security Service by the Human Rights Watch are unsubstantiated and lack credibility at all viewpoints, and that are believed to serve as the avenues of generating funds from international donors to further aid their individual and personal goals.
Kumuri insists the National Security Service operates within the parameters of the law.
It is principally worth to mention that the National Security operates within its mandate and protects the basic liberties, which include human rights and fundamental freedom as enriched under Section 6 of the National Security Act 2014, and other relevant international legal instruments which South Sudanese is party to. My brother is speaking on the fact that national security is among the disciplined law enforcement agencies in the country, and indeed in the region, and actively continue to undertake significant improvement in terms of, one, the training of its personnel on human rights laws and fundamental freedom, two, setting up of the public affairs department to handle civil complaints against the service and its members. Three, relying on the legal affairs directorate to safeguard human rights and the rule of law, and remaining accountable to the civil authority.
Komori says the National Security Service is continuing to make necessary reforms within its system. Human Rights Watch, however, says the state security organs continue to unlawfully detain some people. They mention Quel Aguer Quel, a politician, and Abraham Chol Maketh, a clergyman, both held since late 2021 on several dubious criminal charges related to the exercise of freedom of expression. Nyagoa says Human Rights Watch has called on the state authorities to take the two men before a court or unconditionally release them. For VOA News, I'm Waki Simon Wudu in Juba.